you asked 100 Jews, what Yom Tov is the greatest Yom Tov, the one with the most simcha? Pesach, Shavuot, maybe Sukkot, Zman Simchatenu. I assume that no one would say Yom Kippur. Yet, the Gemara in Tanit, the Mishnah there tells us, Lo hayu Yom Tovim liYisrael, like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. In fact, the Gemara in Daf Lamed says, Bishlom Yom Kippurim, it's Pashat, because of Aslicha V'Kapara, Aslicha Mechila. Tu B'Av, the Gemara wonders what the explanation is. The Gemara understands totally that Yom Kippur should be the greatest Yom Tov, because there's Aslicha and Mechila. Maybe we don't appreciate how happy we should be on Yom Kippur, because we don't appreciate how significant sin is and how much we should appreciate the possibility of being forgiven. Of course, we don't experience this level of simcha on Yom Kippur. And this could be why the Mishnah says, Lo hayu yamim tovim. Once upon a time, Yom Kippur was a day people could truly celebrate, because when the red string turned white after the avodah and the seir mishtaleach, they were able to celebrate. When the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he made a Yom Tov for all of his friends. Similarly, they didn't eat, but probably on Yom Kippur itself, who is Osa Yom Tov, Mara Kohen, as we sing, Ay Osa Suda. But today, as we say in the Slichot right afterwards, in Tfilas Musaf, we don't know. We don't know if we're forgiven. We're unable to celebrate the same way on Yom Kippur, and that's why we say, Lo Hayu Yom Tovim. Rabbeinu Yonah has a very powerful idea of how this concept of Yom Tov and celebration is resuscitated within the framework of Yom Kippur. As we know, the Gemara tells us that since the Torah mentions that Yom Kippur begins on the 9th, we know the 9th Erev Yom Kippur is significant as well. And the Gemara tells us the significance, what we're meant to do on Erev Yom Kippur, is to eat and drink. In fact, the Gemara says anyone who eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur is as if he fasted both days. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains, Erev Yom Kippur is where we show our appreciation, our celebration over the possibility of Slicha u'Mechila. We're meant to celebrate that and show how happy we are for it. So of course, Yom Kippurim, for sure today, is a day where the overarching feeling is one of inui, of fear, of trembling, of personal reflection and work. But we know that there should be a celebration of the possibility for Slicha u'Mechila. Once upon a time, that was something they could celebrate on Yom Kippur. Today, we celebrate it before, and we celebrate on Matzah Yom Kippur, which Tosfos teaches us we're meant to have a Suda on to celebrate then as well. Let's make sure that we appreciate the opportunity for Slicha Mechila in a way that we work on ourselves so that we are deserving of it, and that we daven for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, the Korbanos, and the Seir HaMishtaleach, so we can celebrate that forgiveness on Yom Kippur as well.